fulfilling it feels to be here. Great crowd, a lot of visitors, sister churches, preaching brothers, deacons. I know we got folks from Athens, Pleasant View, Continental, Lighthouse, Lafayette, Lima, maybe some more. But I know we've got folks from all those places. And I just thank God for everybody that's here tonight. What a blessing it is to get together and your sister churches get together with you. It's uplifting. And I appreciate everybody that's here. And we'd announce to you and looking forward to hearing Neil Wireman, the third preacher for us tonight. Got him on our heart a while back and asked him to come and be with us and preach for us. And I appreciate him being here and I'm glad to have everybody that's here. Got a scripture I want to read opening up from the fifth chapter of the book of 1 John. It starts out in verse 1, said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." When by faith you believe that from your heart, you get saved. Listen at the benefit here in verse 4. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, I want to say this real quick. If you're here tonight and you haven't been saved, and God's Spirit moves and you can feel that, and you feel that need to get saved, you just need to come to altar and get saved. Salvation's for everybody. God offers it to everybody. Jesus died for everybody. You can come claim your part tonight. But right now, I want us to all stand up and in just a moment, we'll have a word of prayer. Now, I usually offer the prayer myself, but while I was sitting there, I got on my heart to ask Ron Duncan to pray. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Father, we thank you, God, for this great privilege to be in your house again. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to call on your name. Thank you, Lord, for this great crowd, this great church, and all the ones that are represented.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for being our Father, being our Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
For being our eternal Father, Lord.
Yeah.
For salvation, that it is eternal. Help us, Lord, here tonight to lift you up and honor you in this service and every day in our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, here if there's one who doesn't know you, your Lord, in their heart. Let them come and get that great gift that we all share and want to share with them. Bless them, bless the one that stands.
Yeah. Please, Lord.
Great power, great boldness. Bless this service according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that prayer. Just be seated. We'll turn service over to the choir. Pray for the choir. Just pray, pray, pray tonight.
Page 38.
Yeah.
Page 12.
I've been to church one lonely night. I said, "Look back." Appreciate being in the Lord's house this evening. I had some people at work ask me today if what my plans were for New Year's Eve, and I told them I was going to church, and they kind of looked at me like I was funny. But I got to thinking about that after a while, that if I didn't make it to 2025, you say, Jeremy, it's December 31st, 2024. What do you mean you might not make it to 2025? I might not make it. There's a lot to go on between here and midnight. I might not make it to 2025. But I'm thankful to know that I know where I'm going, that I'm going to live again one of these days, Taylor. I'm going to step off on that beautiful shore one day. And if this was my last day on earth, I could think of no better place to be than telling them about that old story that never grows old. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you don't know who the Lord is, I pray you find Him tonight. That's what our main goal is here tonight. We want to pray in the new year. We want to see our people rejoice and worship, but our main goal is to see our people get saved tonight. But it's good to be here. I appreciate everyone making their way out. I know Terry's already welcomed all our visitors, but I've gotten a blessing just looking out and seeing everybody, Chris. It's good to be here. We'll ask at this time if everyone will. Please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. I should pray for tonight. Anybody have a spoken prayer request? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been excited that they've got come tonight.
Yeah.
I'd sure like to see somebody get saved.
Yeah. Amen. Really pray for this service. Let's pray for Brother Neil. I'm excited. Anybody else tonight?
I
Yeah. Appreciate you sharing that. That's part of that old story that never grows old. Appreciate you telling it. Anybody else tonight? Just follow the Lord tonight. Whatever He puts on your heart. We got an order that we typically do things in, but all we want to do tonight is follow the Lord. If you got something to do or say, you just follow Him tonight. Anybody else have a prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer? If not, we're going to ask Donnie Smith to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord tonight. If you're a visitor and you feel like singing, follow the Lord. Let's pray for Brother Blaine. He's not a visitor, but he's just as welcome.
The song's been on my heart. I appreciate Taylor stopping by, and on his way out of the choir, he said, "I don't know why, but if you got a song tonight, sing it." And so I appreciate that. Sometimes we need a little nudge. I remember as a child hearing people say they were looking forward to heaven, and I thought, "Well, I understand heaven is great, but I don't really understand the looking forward part. That means we've died and we're leaving here." But the older I get, I guess the more I'm looking forward to that. So you pray for me. I'll do my best on this. Soon I may face a dark storm of trouble, or have to sail through a tempest so rough. Or I may have to climb a mountain of sorrow. It's coming, should I live long enough? But there's something ahead that keeps me from dreading the sadness I'll face here below. For the stage is prepared, and soon the curtain will open to a city where I long to go. Soon we will see the portals of glory. Soon we will see the great I am. Soon we will hear the angels cry holy. Soon we will see the Lamb. So what could I face to keep me the excitement I feel here below. These burdens down here, sometimes they're so heavy, but it's written that they will not last. For soon they will be overpowered by a trumpet announcing it's time to move on to a place that's prepared for those who've made ready for a meeting with Almighty God. And soon we will see the portals of glory. Soon we will see the great I Am. Soon we will hear the angels cry holy. Soon we will see the Lamb.
Really appreciate that song. I'm looking forward to that day.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything? Let's pray for him, church.
I've had many tears of sorrow. I've had questions about tomorrow. There have been times when I didn't know right from wrong. Every situation God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only. I think.
My mind gets so stressed about the world that we're in, the troubles and battles and the heartache of sin. Old Satan's attacked the church of today. They've left God's old path and they found a new way. But I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way. That old-fashioned preacher, they say he must go. Just give us a smooth one who puts on a show. Don't sing us them old songs about dark Calvary. Just sing us a new song and happy we'll be. Oh, but I'd like to tell you I'm not going that way. I'll stay with the blood. That's the price Jesus paid. I was born in a fire, and the smoke will not do. I'm walking that old path. Brother, how about you? And I thank God for the altar. That's where I got in. That old-time conviction revealed all my sin. And that old King James Bible, it still works today. I thank God I was saved in the old-fashioned way.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank for the power of God that's here. Thank God for this service, from the power and that prayer Ron prayed to get it started, and the choir sang in power and been opened up in power, and the special song's been in power. That was such a sweet prayer. Let's really continue to pray for Peyton. She's seeking the Lord earnestly and not satisfied yet. But one of these days she will be. I'm confident. And I appreciate the power of God that's here. I'm like somebody said, I like living down here. I appreciate this life. But I'm glad there's another country to go to. And I'm going. I'm going. I already got my ticket punched, if you put it that way. Now, anybody else got a song? If you do, you're welcome. If not, we turn over to the preacher. And really pray. There's power here. I believe there's a multitude that can come to the altar tonight. And I want us to pray and give God our undivided attention and pray and be humble and obey the Lord. And we thank the Lord for Brother Neil. Of course, he's just, you know, he's one of us. He grew up here, pastoring up at Pleasant View now, Pleasant View Missionary Baptist Church. Thank the Lord that he's doing that job up there. But glad he's here tonight. So let's pray for him, Brother Neil.
You pray for us. I tell you, the Lord's here today. I'll tell you, the closer I got, Chris, I could have got out at a couple stop signs and started preaching, I felt like. I'm telling you. I thought I was nervous last time. Oh, boy. I tell you, I'm thankful to be here. I've enjoyed studying and you know, praying about this service, and I appreciate this church. I appreciate my pastor. I appreciate Pleasant View. I appreciate everybody that's come. I might just talk a little bit. I'm telling you, I just want to take my time. I want to follow the Lord. My heart's desire is to see somebody come get saved. And I thought about Peyton. She got up. Just tears weeping, she shook her head no. It wouldn't bother me a bit if she'd come back up here if the Lord asked her to. And I know she will. She's done it before. I'm telling you, you ought to seek the Lord with every ounce of strength you got. I'm telling you, I tell you, this is where my thoughts are. And I could have read anywhere, I believe, and the Lord was in everything. Everything I was studying, I thought, Lord, you're just going to have to direct me, because I'm telling you, there was power everywhere I was studying. But I thought about this. We learned about this in Sunday school, and it talked about Paul. And I said this went Sunday morning. I tell you, I appreciate the scripture. And it said Paul was talking about resurrection a little bit. But before that, he was talking about how if Christ was just in this life, we'd be of men most miserable. And I appreciate what you said, Terry. You love living down here. And I thought about that. I love living down here, too. I appreciate my wife. She's at home with some sick kids. I know she's praying for me. She would have been here. I got the best wife a preacher could ever have, a pastor could ever have. And I thought about that. Every man should be able to say that about his wife. You should honor your wife. I'm telling you, I appreciate my wife. I appreciate what she's done. But I want to go a little farther than that. I got my children. I love my children. You all know my story. We tried for a while to have kids, and I'm thankful the Lord's blessed us with them. But here's what I want to say about this. And I Lord, just give this to me, and I'm thankful the Lord moves. I'm thankful He gives us what we need when we need it. I'm telling you, there's so much good things in this, but we got to preach what the Lord gives us. And when it talks about of men most miserable, it's easy to talk about when you're lost to be miserable. Boy, I can remember being lost. I wasn't lost very long. But I tell you what, when Peyton gets saved, because I know she's going to get saved. When she gets saved, you ask her. She's going to tell you, it was miserable. But boy, I'm glad I did it. But here's the thing. It's a good life down here. Boy, I've got a good job. I've got a good family. I've got my health. Lord's blessed me with all those things. But boy, that is miserable compared to what the Lord did for me on the inside. When he saved me when I was a 9-year-old boy, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I tell you, I'm thankful the Lord's clearing my thoughts a little bit, because I'm telling you, there's a song, Sean, if you would have sang, that there's two choices, I think I'd have just
just passed out over there on the seat. But I'm telling you what, I was studying about Peter a little bit, and I don't want to read much. I want to read the first verse in Peter, first chapter of Peter. It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. And that's all I want to say, to the strangers. So then I want to turn over to 2 Peter, and it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. Boy, he was telling them, he was talking to two different people. If you're not saved, you're the strangers. Boy, but if you're saved, you're the one that have obtained. And there's a scripture I want to read a little bit here in back in the Old Testament. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 30, and this is talking about the choice. And I'm telling you, Sean, if you'd have sung that, I believe I'd have just passed out. But you just pray, because I'm telling you what, there's a choice here. I was on my way here, and this crossed my mind, and I just thought, somebody's showing up here. Somebody already knows the choice is being laid at their feet. And what I love about this scripture, it says, let me just find it here. It says, see, chapter 30, verse 15. It says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. You think about that, life and good, death and evil. You lay that choice down in front of them. That's not me. That was Moses talking. That's not Moses. That's the Lord laying that choice down before you. And I thought about that. That's the choice that was laid before me. That's the choice the Lord's got laid in front of somebody today, tonight. Here, Brent, I keep thinking about how people wait till the first of the year to try to get some good ideas and some good habits going. Becky, I appreciate your testimony. You can get saved and you can start off the rest of your life the right way. You can get saved. It'll get sweeter every day. It'll get sweeter through time. I've heard many people say, the closer home I get, the sweeter it is. I can say amen to that. I'm thankful for that. I'm just so thankful what the Lord's blessed me with. It's just unbelievable. I want to read this in Peter here. This is where it's talking about the strangers. This is in the second chapter. It says, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You can obtain mercy. If you're not saved, you're the people that have not obtained mercy. You're missing the point. You don't have what you need. You don't have salvation. You need it more than your next breath. You need the real thing. Boy, I'm thankful we come to a church, Terry, that preaches if you don't have it, don't tell them you do. Boy, you ought to be able to pray down there and get up with confidence and say, I don't have it. Boy, I say amen to that, because here's why. When you know you got it, you can tell them boldly that you got it. I'm so thankful. When I was a little boy, I got up and I said, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I said, I can't. I just said what the other person said. But boy, out of my heart, I was able to testify what the Lord's done for me. Boy, I'm telling you, Terry, I was watching you talking to Chase Lay today, and I tell you what, you're talking about Blaine getting saved, and I just love that. He was a little boy, 5 years old. I appreciate you, Blaine. He was 5 years old, and I would have done the same thing. Linda said, Blaine come, and said, I got saved, and she questioned it a little bit, but he said, and Otis Mason came over. I'm so thankful for our brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for people that are there for us, that are looking for the Lord in you. He said, Blaine told him, he said, you might not believe me, but I got saved. And he said, Otis started weeping. Boy, I'm in my bed. I'm crying there like I was there, Blaine. I'm so thankful the Lord links us up like that. You'll be so thankful when you get the real thing. I'm telling you, it's the best thing you'll ever do. I tell you, I think somebody needs to come right now. That might be enough preaching. If we can get a song, everybody stand. Terry, come help us. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. It don't have to be a big fancy words. It don't have to be anything special. Just somebody like me, all you got to do is be willing to follow the Lord. I appreciate you, Mike. You've helped me over the years. I look through the crowd. There's so many people here that love me and that I love them. Boy, I'm telling you, you'll never find a place like this church. You'll never find a place like Pleasant View, a church that's got the real thing. Boy, you can come and they'll love on you. They'll tell you how good it is. They'll tell you that it's what you need. You'll need it more than your next breath. But boy, they'll love on you. I'm so thankful. Please come. Somebody needs to come real bad. Please come. Please come. Start your year off with the Lord. Boy, I'm thankful for that. I'd like to start my year off with the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I believe He's coming. You want me
to bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord. Come on. Come on. Somebody else needs to come. While they're singing, while they're praying at the altar. Come on. Come on. Go ahead, preacher.
Have you heard He loves you?
Amen.
And that He will abide till the end.
I felt like saying this. I appreciate when the Lord gives you what you need. I'm thankful for that. I was studying a little about Peter, and I appreciate Jeremy. Where are you at? We talk about Peter all the time. And I've thought about this all week. It said after the Lord had died, after he'd went through everything, and we know Peter had he denied the Lord three times. He'd went through all that, and then when it gets down to the end, the Lord had come back. He'd went with the disciples and showed himself to them. And then Peter said, I'm going fishing. And I just can relate to that. I can relate quitting like that. That's what he'd done. He had quit. He said, I'm going fishing. And I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful that when the Lord come by, Peter put his clothes on and he jumped out. When John told him, that's the Lord. You can come back to the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. The Bible says that's where the rock, that's the church. That's the rock. Boy, he's just a sinner. He messed up. He quit. Have you ever quit before? You don't have to be a quitter anymore. You can come get in. I keep thinking about that. There's two choices, boy, but there's choices in life too. I'm so thankful for that. If you've obtained salvation, if you overcame salvation, get saved, I'm sorry. Boy, if you're not living right, you can live right. He can help you live right. I mess up every day. I've messed up. I appreciate your message you preach Sunday morning. I appreciate the message about the covenant. We got to try to live holy. That's what the Bible says, because He's holy. Boy, we mess up. If you're not asking the Lord to forgive you, you probably need forgiven. Boy, I'm telling you, if you think you're all right, you're probably not all right. Boy, I'm thankful for that. The Lord let you know where you stand. Come and find out where you stand. If you don't know, you can come and find out. Sing when you're ready. I'm telling you, we need to have an altar full. Just follow the Lord. Don't wait on anything. Come on. Come on. Please come. Please come. Pray for this one. Please come. Turn it over to the Lord. Boy, He loves us. He loves you. Please come. Oh, please come. Please come.
Then they called upon the Lord.
Please come. There's no quitting place in this thing. I've looked for one, Eric. I've looked for a quitting place. There ain't no quitting place, is there? Well, there's no quitting place. Please come. If you quit on the Lord, you can come back. Peter did. I've come back. We've all come back. But you've got to turn it over to Him. Please come. Please come. Please come. Come on. There's a picture I like to talk about at Pleasant View. It's up on the wall about right there. And it's Jesus on the outside of the door. But see, there's no door handle on the outside. The door handle's on the inside. You got to open unto Him so He can come and sup with you. The The men walking through Emmaus, boy, once they realized who he was, they invited him in. They said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Is your heart burning within you today? That's how the Lord works. Sometimes he comes through and he'll let you know and you'll know without a doubt. Sometimes it's just a little still small voice. But if you've got any call at all, the Lord's calling you at all, you need to come find what the Lord needs for you. Please come. Come and see.
Power of God for people praying. Thank God for these good moves. We're just going to let you say what's on your heart.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and I haven't been where I needed to be.
Amen. And you just told me down there you feel like the Lord forgive you, didn't you? Amen. She said I need to apologize. Praise the Lord. I've been in your spot. And it felt bad for a minute, but when I did apologize, then it felt real good. And I can tell that feels good to you right now. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the gospel. And in a little while, we're not going to do it this very minute, but in a little while, we're going to shake hands. But anybody wants to shake hands or hug their neck right now, you can just go ahead. That's all right. But we still need to make some more invitation. I believe with all my heart, there's other people here who need to come and seek the Lord to get saved. I believe that some needs to come and seek to get right in fellowship with God where you need to be. Well, preacher, how do you know that? Well, I don't know it in my head, but I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my heart. Boy, that's powerful. God give you a powerful message. Now, if you got something else to say, go ahead. All right. Well, I'll say just another word to extend that invitation. Now, I believe without a doubt God's still calling people. Now, let me tell you this. You don't have to be a bad person to need to get saved. Well, how can you say that, preacher? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can be one of the nicest people in your neighborhood and still need to get saved. If you're here tonight and you're lost, don't be ashamed of coming to the altar. Be glad that there's an altar to come to, and Jesus died so you could get saved. And when you get saved, it takes away that burden, that bad feeling that was down on the inside. It just frees you up, makes you feel so good. And listen, we're not here to judge you or pick on you, or we're not here to ask you about your sins. We're not even here to try to force you to join the church. When you get saved, you need to join a good spiritual church. That's up to you. We don't put that on you. But listen, God's here and he's calling. And while we sing this song, I want you that are feeling this tonight, and you say, well, I feel it, but maybe I shouldn't come right now. When God calls you, well, the Bible said, when I would do good, evil's present. When God's calling you to come, Satan's saying, not right now, not right here, not this, not that. But I want you to dig down deep and feel what you're feeling. And listen, you could belong to church or not belong to church. You could be saved. Or whatever God's wanting you to do, do it tonight. God knows how to sort it all out. Obey the Lord while we sing this song. Please come. Please come. Come on now. Obey the Lord.
My first thought this morning
yeah, come on.
Was of my great riches.
Listen.
What substance, such treasure, the morning
obey the Lord.
Did bring.
Obey the Lord.
There was joy beyond telling.
If you've never been born again, you're not ready to go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Well, I do, and I'm going. I'm not going because I'm a preacher. I'm not going because I have a good mom and dad. I'm going because I got saved. I got saved.
I'm covered with compassion.
Now, if you've never been saved, you need to get saved. If you're doubting if you're saved, you need to come and find out. Check it. Know for sure that you're saved. You can know for sure. Come on.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Please come. Please come.
This morning,
listen, somebody needs to come right now.
To thank him.
Amen.
His peace, it fell around me.
Yeah.
The same as yesterday.
Obey the Lord.
And even though.
Yeah, come on.
My tomorrows.
Yeah.
They may have sadness and sorrow.
Yeah.
I will still be no stranger to.
Amen.
Grace. I am.
Come on. Well, somebody needs to come.
Mercy.
Please step out and come.
My share of victory.
Come on.
I'm covered
with
compassion every day along the way.
Yeah, come on.
Sweetest love there has been plenty.
Yeah.
Forgiveness with me.
Good singing. And I'm going to need another song. Not trying to worry anybody, but God just puts it on my heart, and I'm glad he put it here. I want to tell you something. When I was a lost boy, and God showed me I was on the way to hell, it was the scariest, awfulest, worst feeling I ever felt in my life. And I didn't want to go to hell because I didn't want to be in hell. But I remember thinking, I remember laying in my bedroom at night trying to go to sleep, and I'd cover my head up with my pillow because I didn't want mom and dad to hear me crying. And I remember thinking, mommy's going to heaven. Daddy's going to heaven. And I need to go to heaven. You say, well, preacher, that's just kind of silly. That's a child's thoughts. Well, maybe. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. It touched me what Neil said about his good wife. And just couldn't have a better wife for a preacher's wife than her. And amen, I agree with you. And I'll say the same thing about my wife. I praise God for my wife. But you know what? I thought, sitting on my seat earlier, I thought, you know, if I was lost and my good wife was on her way to heaven, I'd hate to not go with her. And you know, if I was saved and she was lost and I was on my way to heaven, I'd be glad I was going to heaven. No doubt about that. Oh, but I'd be so sad if I didn't think she was ready to go with me. I'd be praying for her and asking God to touch her. And I'd talk to her and I'd say, honey, I want you to come. I want you to get saved. She was a fine person before she got saved. But she wasn't saved before she got saved. She needed to get saved in order to go to heaven. Now, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, I'm telling you what, this is an opportunity. There's none better than the opportunity that's going on right here. How do you know? Because the power of God is here. That's good as it gets. Sing us another song. And you that are not saved, come and let's pray about this. Please obey the Lord. Please come while they're singing. Come on. Obey the Lord.
Now there were
nothing to be ashamed of.
Said that I'd
you don't have to be ashamed of being a sinner.
When I told them I'd
but it'd be a pity to stay a sinner.
Jesus, my
no need.
And
Jesus
I
died and shed
I
his
really
blood.
Can't blame them
so you didn't have to be a sinner anymore. Would you please come?
For
if you're not saved, come. And if you're out of fellowship with God,
I
please come. Please obey
but
the Lord.
Oh,
let God have his way in your life.
Made in me.
Let him
what
help you.
God was real.
And God's got
God
what you I'm need. Trust him for that.
Him
I'm telling you, you can trust God. He gave his son to die on the cross for you. You can trust him. Take a step of faith and trust Jesus and come.
Things
please
are
come.
Brand new and
oh,
I
my heart's
you,
so heavy.
It's true.
There's something to come.
Savior.
Something to come. hands. Yeah. Pray with her. Please obey the Lord.
Things pass away. Thank God for the day my forever changed.
Please come.
If this life was all that he promised to me, friend, I'd still choose to serve the Lord faithfully. But I cannot begin to imagine what he has in store. For once I was lost and I was headed for hell, but then I got saved, and now all is well. I forever began when I took the precious hand of Jesus, my Lord. Forever changed, I'm forever changed. All things are brand new. To me, friend, I'd still choose to serve the Lord faithfully, but I cannot begin to imagine what he has in store. For once I was lost and I was headed for hell, but then I got saved and now all is well. I forever began when I took the precious hand of Jesus, my Lord. Forever changed,
I'm forever changed.
All things are brand new.
Enough.
wealth and pride. I may be poor, but I'm satisfied. Great Jehovah, He owns it all, don't you see? And underneath His loving wings, I'm as happy as a king. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. And oh, how precious is His grace when you know the time and place. When you quit this world of sin down on your knees, and once He caught my fallen soul, now it's better felt than told. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, for I know that I'm a soul, the sun set free, and I am God's own child by birth, the highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me.
What a journey this journey has been with my Lord, walking and talking with Him. He has ever been faithful there by my side. On Him I can depend. Though steps may grow weary as I am nearing the time when my life here shall end, I'll shout it with victory as I'm leaving here. What a journey this journey has been. While here on this journey, as onward I go, I've seen many great sights to behold. But none will compare to the beauties of heaven, where the half has never been told. I started this journey at an altar of prayer, where He gloriously saved me that day. This journey has seen many blessings and trials, but He's been with me each step of the way. What a journey this journey has been with my Lord, walking and talking with Him. He has ever been faithful there by my side. On Him I can depend. Though steps may grow weary as I am nearing the time when my life here shall end, I'll shout it with victory as I'm leaving here. What a journey this journey has been. While here on this journey, as onward I go, I've seen many great sights to behold. But none will compare to the beauties of heaven, where the half has never been told. I started this journey at an altar of prayer, where He gloriously saved me that day. This journey has seen many blessings and trials, but He's been with me each step of the way. What a journey this journey has been with my Lord, walking and talking with Him. He has ever been faithful.
shouted with victory. Some even hear what a journey this journey has been.
I appreciate her coming. She's come twice. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody do that before. I appreciate all this crowd around her. Boy, that's a special sight. But I just thought about this. We will make room for you. If you need to move and come up here, we will make room for you. And one of my favorite stories, I love reading about the woman with the issue of blood. She gave it all that she had. She spent all the money she had on physicians trying to solve her problem. But boy, when the Lord passed by, she had to go reach Him. She had to get to Him. You've got to get to the Lord today. Don't let a crowd stop you. I love her to death. My heart's desire is for her to stand up and say she's got it. But I'm telling you, my heart's desire is for you to say you've got it too. If you need to come get in, you can get in too. I want you to be on fire for the Lord. We need you. This church needs you. Buddy, when you sung the other day, you know that used to be my song. And I appreciate him singing it. Boy, he stuck his arm up and he was praising the Lord from the beginning. Boy, we need each other. We need people to step up. And I'd moved on. I went to Pleasant View and I remember talking to Taylor. I said, we might need to give that song to somebody else. Boy, I was thankful you sang it. And he sang it in power. I remember when he got saved. And now he can sing with power. You can sing with power today. If you can't sing with the power, you can come get in and then you can sing again with power. I'm so thankful the Lord's here tonight. You can come get what you need. That's a great opportunity. You've got to be called, and if you want to serve the Lord, you can't just move on your own. I love Blaine. I'm going to pick on you again, Blaine. He was on a dirt pile. That may not work for everybody. The Lord was calling him on the dirt pile. He may not call you on the same dirt pile Blaine was on, but if he's calling you now, you can come get it. Oh, woo, yeah, that's what we're here for. Yeah, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want to, honey.
I don't want to say.
Well, let me ask you a question. You can just answer yes. Did you get saved?
Yes.
Amen. I want you to pray real hard. I believe us this morning to come get saved. But what a victory this is. Now, let me share this with you. God knows everything. And as we were down there praying, I felt something change. And I thought, she feels like she got saved, but she was still agonizing. And God put it on my heart to ask her. And I did this. I said, Peyton, did you feel for a little bit like you got saved? She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, God, give me this impression. I said, now, it's up to you to know whether you got saved. I can't know that. But God did put it on my heart and gave me the impression that you felt like you got saved. She said, I did. I said, okay then. God told me to tell you this. Start praising God. Next time you pray, start saying, thank you, God, for saving my soul. I said, you start thanking God for saving your soul and see if the joy comes in and that happiness bubbles up. Well, she started praying and her countenance changed. She got happy. I said, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't figure that out. God didn't have any trouble figuring it out. He knows all about
it.
Amen.
And we were at church camp and I said, Kenzie, do you think the Lord has saved you? She said, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. She was so discouraged.
Right.
I said, it's just between me and you, honey. It's just me and you. I said, tell Mom that you got saved. I said, I won't tell nobody if there's nothing in it. We won't say a word. And she said, I'm saved. And the Holy Ghost was all over it. And I shouted. I told her I wouldn't say a word. And I y'all with both hands and claim it tonight.
Amen.
Thanks, so thankful she got it tonight.
Amen. Amen. I remember that like it was 15 minutes ago. I want to share this with you. The young man that came to the altar early on in the invitation parade and got and went back, he goes to Lighthouse. Brother Chris is his pastor, and he talked to Chris. Here's what he had gotten saved a little while back. Told him he had. He just come to the altar tonight to check it and make sure. And he got up and he told Chris, yeah, I'm saved, already saved. And so I thank God for these moves tonight. I'm telling you what, this is more precious than gold. And when they sing this next song, I think we ought to shake hands with Peyton and come, and we'll shake hands with you too. And anybody else that feels like that they need to come, still welcome to come. But I want to tell you this. I'll give you something to think about. I told Linda earlier today, I said, I'm excited about our revival. Or not revival. That ain't what I said. I said, I'm excited about our service tonight. And I said, if we have a Holy Ghost meeting and these people come to the altar and maybe somebody gets saved, I said, I'm going to slip around and ask Neil if he'll come back tomorrow night. I was going to tell you that privately, but I thought it'd have more effect if I told it openly. I wouldn't be surprised if you hadn't thought about it before you got here. All right. See, God's talking to both of us. And so, listen, while they sing, while we come around and shake hands with these two, and anybody else that needs to move, move. God's here. Power is here. Yeah.
And Peter, when he walked on the water, they showed God carrying him back to the boat and hugging him and holding him.
Yeah.
God is sitting at the altar waiting to hold you and hug you. He wants to pick you up and carry you back to the boat. He wants to.
Yeah, amen.
He wants you. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants you. If you would just come, everything would be so much better.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sing when you get ready. Boy, ain't this something.
It may seem peculiar to believe in a land, though we've not seen, we still call it home. But our faith sees it clearly, and our hearts are filled. So we rejoice in that blessed hope. So rejoice,
God's children, rejoice, for your name is recorded.
Children, the world just might say how foolish we are to believe. Oh, but they just don't know that I'm an heir to a throne and my name is on.
Exceeding.
I can tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I can say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's true. But that's just part of my story. I haven't told everything. For I was washed, reborn, and raised a child of the King. And I am a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. For I am part of the bloodline of David, that's who I am. Isaac, to Jacob, and Abraham. For I'm a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. Oh, how in this world can I stand and say such a thing? Say I am royal, claim that my father's the King. Well, I have to take you to an altar where it happened many years ago. When I met this King, I was born of his blood, that's all that I know. And I am a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. For I am part of the bloodline of David, that's who I am. And I claim kindred to Isaac, to Jacob, and Abraham. For I'm a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem. And I claim kindred to Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. For I'm a royal descendant of the King from Jerusalem.
Passing this signs of the time reveal we don't have very long. But each one who stands upon this shore waving goodbye as they rejoice, glory to God, they'll leave here singing this same sweet song. I know how I made it.
I know how I made it.
I made it by grace. Steps that are slower now I'm taking, each one by faith.
Each one by faith.
Standing on
Jordan's stormy shore,
I'll lift my trembling voice once more. I know how I made it.
I know how I made it.
I made it by
thank the Lord. Now, I asked Peyton, I said, I kind of made it a statement. I said, you do want to join church and get baptized, don't you? She said, yeah. Can I hear a move receiver as a candidate for baptism? Okay, plenty of motions, plenty of seconds. Everybody in favor, raise your hand. Amen. We got some more. And so we look forward to seeing a baptizing schedule. And you probably caught this, but I did talk to Neil, and he said, yeah, he'll come back tomorrow night. And he knew it before church time tonight. When God was talking to me about this afternoon, he's talking to him about it. That don't surprise me. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what a meeting God's give us tonight. And I know some of you other people's got meetings at your own church. And, you know, I don't try to talk people into missing their own church, but I sure would hate to miss this one. You know. So you other pastors, forgive me. But everybody can pray, man. Be back tomorrow night and tell people and invite them. And there's more work that God's able to do and wanting to do and can do. Okay, I'm going to stop talking if I can. Somebody else got something on your heart to say? Follow the Lord. Got something?
I wanted to come up here so that everyone could hear me.
Yeah.
When I was coming to church tonight, I was on Facebook, and my niece, Missy Nichols, most of you guys know her, had posted on there. And I left my phone in the car. I wanted to come in and read it, but I left it in there, and I thought, well, I don't know if I can say it exactly like she said it or not. But she said that most of you know that her kidneys have completely failed. She's on dialysis, and she has to spend 10 hours a day on it. She gets up in the morning and cleans all this up, and just to have a few hours of normal life. And she had been approved for a kidney. And in her message, she said, I have the biggest prayer of the year. I want everybody to pray for me.
Yeah.
She had went for a mammogram, and they found a small spot of cancer. And then a few days after that, she got a call from Cleveland Clinic, and it said they had a kidney for her, that she only had an hour to get there. And that's how they do it, I guess. Some young lady had a stroke, and they said, it's a real good fit for you, so we're just so pleased. And so when she told them about just a small spot of cancer, I suppose that disqualified her, and I don't know for sure that that's what it was, but she said that she was so close, and they told her that she had to decline it, and that she would be start back at the beginning on the waiting list, and it would be 2 years before she would even be put on the list. You know, hope probably with this cancer, I don't know. But, you know, she kept saying, I want everybody to pray for me, but she said, I know God has a better plan. Said, I know he has a better plan. And, you know, I don't know if I could have said that or not. But, and when Terry said there were so many people here from different churches, if you get it on your heart, especially this church and those churches that are represented here tonight, and the Lord lets you pray for her, pray for her, because we were so close. And then this had to go all the way back to get on the waiting list. So I wish I'd brought the phone in so that I could read just exactly what she said, but I fought it all through the service. I fought it all through the service. And I said, I can't take this home. So if it comes on your heart and you're able to pray for it, you have to pray for God's will and God's plan. I know that. And I just couldn't take that home.
All right. That's a great prayer request. Remember that. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? What a great way to come to the conclusion of this year. You got something on your heart? Okay. Bless him. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But where's that woman at? Where'd she go? That just came up here?
That just got saved?
No, she was talking about the kidney.
Oh, okay, right there. That's Dally, right there.
God is going to heal her. I don't know. The Holy Spirit is telling me he is going to heal her.
Well, that's great.
It's our faith is what heals us.
That's true.
Our faith.
Sure.
He says if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, it can move mountains.
That's true.
Imagine if we have greater faith than that.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I firmly believe healing is for today. I believe that. I've been healed in my body, personally.
Me too.
I've used to have seizures.
Good.
I prayed. It went away. My name's Logan, by the way.
Logan, nice to meet you. I'm Terry.
But I came up here because I have someone close to me. They have an aneurysm in their brain.
Okay.
And she's going through a lot. She's an older woman. She's going through a lot. And I would just like to pray as a church together.
Okay.
If we're able to do that, or I'm not sure how you guys do it. I'm not trying to interrupt or get out of order or disrespect.
That's okay. We can have a closing prayer and let everybody pray for your friend and the lady she was talking about, too. We can pray for both of them.
Okay.
That'd be good. We'd be happy to do that.
Okay,
all right. Nice to meet you, Logan. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank God for the meeting he's given us. Before we leave, I'm going to have a prayer. If you want to come in the altar and pray, you can. Or pray where you're sitting. But before we do that, I'll ask if anybody else got anything in your heart. We want to pray for Dally's niece. We want to pray for that man's friend, Logan's friend, and pray for the service tomorrow night. We've got a lot to pray for. Anything else before we come to close?